Welcome to Color Country Politics, where we discuss all the important political issues facing Iron County, Utah. Our guests include elected officials and community leaders in or representing Iron County.
This is episode 23, Council Candidate Forum, Brittany Perry, Cedar City.
And welcome back to Color Country Politics. We are so glad you're here with us. We are continuing our series of interviewing municipal candidates. I'm Jenny Hendricks, here with
Jesse Harris.
And today we are thrilled to have Brittany Perry. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So Brittany is a candidate for Cedar City City Council, and we are here just to let her kind of tell us what she's all about. So like we were talking about earlier, we're kind of asking all of the candidates the same questions, and we'll just let you give the answers as they come.
Okay.
So thanks again for being here. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. Let's start with just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I guess my main thing is I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I'm also the chair of the Iron County Democrats. I've spent this last little bit on the judicial committee for our state party, but now we have new leadership, so that's, you get your committees changed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also have spent the last 2 years as the PTA president at Cedar Middle School. And I sit on our community council at that school and our TSA board. Mm-hmm. And I do Meals on Wheels. I deliver Meals on Wheels every Friday. I drive Route 3.
All right.
So that's, I guess, great. To know me, all of that is volunteer work, but mm-hmm. it's because I love humanity. I love to be inspired. I love to be active and participate with people. And I guess at the end of the day, when you're volunteering, it's almost more rewarding. Mm-hmm. So, and yeah.
That's great. Thank
awesome.
You.
So I always say you got to be at least a little bit nuts to decide to run for office. What's motivated you to throw your hat in the ring?
Being hounded to run. No, but also just, I started falling out of love with our city. And I think I was in the same place where a lot of other community members are, seeing our town shifting, feeling almost like it wasn't taking care of the citizens first. It felt like there wasn't a zone change that wasn't approved, and that maybe the interests of those neighborhoods and the community weren't put at the top. And I was honestly trying to get my husband to transfer to another city. I was looking for another small town that would give me the feel that I felt like Cedar City was losing. And then this last year up at the middle school, I met some amazing people from our community, and working with those kids, we have amazing youth in this community, and they're going to kick the future's butt. Like, they just are. And my vice president, Natalie Beachman, and her family, and I just reconnected in ways with our community that I had felt disconnected from. And I thought, I can do something to help fix this city. I want to fall back in love with this city, and I want the people that have fallen out of love with it to also fall back in love with it. So yeah, that's why.
Okay.
That's great. Well, are there any things that you think that the city is doing well? Do you see anything that you like that's going on at the city?
Yeah, I love our trail system. I think that, I don't know who thought that up, but that was, I love it. And I'm super excited because it's going to be next to my house now. I live at the end of Brook Street, so we've had the train tracks, tore out the train tracks, and just weeds. Uh-huh. So I get my street through, and I get to be next to the trail system, mm-hmm. so, which also means that I don't have to drive my kids to the bus stop anymore, because the buses can actually come in our neighborhood. So the trail system, I think our leisure services are amazing. My kids have played t-ball, they played flag football. I'm so just watching the people run those programs, mm-hmm. and I mean, it's so much work. They do not get paid enough. Yeah. They and the parents volunteering to be coaches, mm-hmm. I think that is an amazing way the city has worked to be part with the community, and I've enjoyed that. I think the new program, the slow roll, mm-hmm. that was, and Scott Fields, I can't remember what his new committee is called, but the new committee he's doing
on transportation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So those things. Yeah.
That's great. No, those are some of my favorite things too.
So you mentioned, you know, you felt like you were falling a little bit out of love with the city. Obviously, you think there's some things that we could be doing better. What do you think those are?
Listen to the community members. Be able to empathize with your community members. I think that it almost feels like when you have people come in front of the city council and they're basically with very valid concerns about development near their homes. And when you have people basically begging, don't ruin my home, don't change the quality of my life, I would like to see the city council just be able to one moment put themselves in that person's shoes and be able to say, would I want to live next to this? And really understand where they're coming from. It almost feels like they're immediately like finger wagged at them. How dare you tell someone else what they can do with their property without ever really taking to heart that someone's home, that's their life. And it's the most important thing to some people. And I would like the city council to be able to really empathize with them and acknowledge what they're saying. And if you can't put yourself in these people's shoes, you have no business representing them. So, and I think that's, I feel like people don't feel like they're heard and that they don't matter. And I know that they do. I have an awesome story about Terry Hartley. She's one of the few people in the city that I've seen, like, listen to a problem and then get it immediately fixed within a week. And I was so impressed with that. But I feel like just being able to talk to people, I talk to senior citizens, I talk to parents at the school, I talk to, you know, people involved in politics, and that is the one thing everyone says is that the city doesn't care about us. They only care about development. So.
I can understand being real frustrated by that. It seems like that's a lot of the concerns, whether it's the road expansion over on Westview or a zone variance or what have you.
And we're just in a bad spot right now. We had, you know, we have the stuff with the mascot, which has been hard for our community to deal with. But we also just didn't pass a school bond. And I think that's very telling of our community when you can't pass a bond for your schools. That's very telling about what's going on in your community. And we've gotten to where the same thing, social media has become a problem. We're not treating each other very well in this community right now. And we should, because we do, we live in this beautiful place and it's inspiring. We live at the gateway to the parks and we should be a happy, thriving community. But you really need to know, you need to feel like your city cares about you for you to care about it. So.
Yeah, I appreciate bringing up the social media thing. We talked about that kind of before we turned the camera on, and it has lately had a tendency to be a bit divisive, I think. So thanks for bringing that up. So if you are elected, what specific goals do you have? So if you get on the city council, what do you specifically want to accomplish?
My first goal would to be to understand why we aren't thriving as a community. With our industrial, our manufacturing, where we sit on I-15, you can ship anything to the Western United States within 48 hours. There are companies who have moved here just for that reason. Why are we not, why are they not being paid? Why is that part of our community not thriving? And then we have the other side where we are the gateway to the parks. We have Brian Head, we have the Shakespeare Festival. Our tourism should be out the window. Why haven't we been able to bring these two things together and have a really rich, thriving community? Where have we missed that spark that we can bring these together? Because honestly, we have everything we need here. We should be one of the best performing cities in the state, one of the best performing counties. We shouldn't be in the top five poorest counties. So what is that? What are we missing that we could do better? And then my second thing would be, I really think it's important that we divide the city into five sections. And every council member is assigned an area. They work that area. They drive that area different times a day. They walk it. They hold meetings with people that live in that area. And that's a way for our city to become proactive with problems. When you have new eyes going into an area, you can see things that maybe people that live there just forget. They, same thing with your house. You don't notice your baseboards are dirty until your mom visits. But I think that that would be a way for our city council to make new bonds with the community, maybe fix some hurt feelings. Mm. But just know, like, you know, I live in an area that there's a hotel that put up a giant LED sign that shines into people's windows. That's not okay. There are 800 West where there are little kids that cross. That should be a four-way stop with crosswalk. Mm. And I think that when the city council's out and part of the community, they're assigned that area, they're responsible for that area, they answer for that area, they can be proactive. And you don't have to wait for people to get so frustrated with calling the city and not getting callbacks, and then to the point that they end up in front of the city council yelling. Mm.
I can understand some of that. I live on the north side, and, you know, there's a lot of complaints there. We feel like, oh, we don't have any parks, there's no grocery store anywhere, and, you know, we sometimes feel like we're a little bit second-class citizens.
Parks would be my third. Parks. Okay, so Canyon Park. If you were a mom, you know your kids love Canyon Park because of the water.
Oh, yeah.
But you also know how terrible Canyon Park is. There are two benches up there. There are no trees. There's no shade. And there is nothing worse than having your infant in a car seat and your toddler playing. The sun is beating on you. You can't go sit under the pavilion because you have to see your kid. They're going to drown if you don't. And you are miserable. And then you're just like, I just want to go home. The little one's screaming because they're not ready to leave. And I'm like, why are we doing this to our people? And the same thing. Fiddler's area was promised a park. They didn't get their park. You can't just say the school playground is enough because it's not fair. And our skate park is sad. And that's something that I think community members have said, we want a splash pad. And it's hard for me to look at our skate park and to know that we need one for little kids. I was driving by it one day, and there's all these older kids there, and all of a sudden the police just surround it. And they're just coming in. And I don't know if the police knew they were there or not, but there's a set of little kids on their scooters back behind the big ramp. And I'm like, do these police officers know there's little tiny kids back there or not? And this just is, we could do better by our people. Mm-hmm. Our parks leave something to be desired. So, yes.
Okay. So, if you had just a couple of minutes to tell someone why vote for me, what's the quick pitch that you would give them?
I'm a bleeding heart liberal, which you might think is an insult, but to me, my compassion is my greatest strength. I love people, and I want everyone to always walk away from a situation happy, which means I am always willing to compromise and work with people so everyone gets the best deal they can. I don't want anyone to ever walk away from our city council or any situation feeling like they were basically screwed over. Because I have. I have terrible experiences with our past building inspector that made very hurtful experiences. And I don't ever want anyone to ever walk away from our city feeling like that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you want the voters to know about you before we wrap it up?
Please vote by mail in our primaries August 13th.
That's great.
And volunteer at your schools. That is the number one thing. So.
That's a great pitch. Yep. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us again. We've been here with Brittany Perry, Jenny Hendricks,
Jesse Harris,
and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Color Country Politics, a production in cooperation with Utah Politico Hub and graciously sponsored by Century 21 Prestige Realty at 121 North Main Street, Cedar City. Special thanks to Amoeba Crew for use of their song Background Indie Rock, licensed under Creative Commons. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever fine podcasts are found. Also, check out our YouTube channel where we post video of our interviews. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and our website at www.colorcountrypolitics.com.